First round of Name That Tune, not our best effort. We answered 4 of the 6, and even those wasn't exactly sterling efforts. Some of them were quick. Lots of them were slow. Round 2 continues.
Round 2 of Name That Tune continues with tuning clue number, what are we on?
7, I think.
Number 7. As soon as my notes load, we can get back to Name That Tune. All right, tuning clue number 7. This band's keyboardist enlisted in the Army and was assigned to the Army Security Agency. He was eventually shipped to Laos, but wrote letters to friends about how he was playing in bands and smoking cannabis while deployed. In the movie The School of Rock, Jack Black broadens one of his students' musical skills by teaching him to play this on the keyboard.
Hmm. Oh.
Here's your tune, number 7.
Hot Wings.
Steve.
Hot Wings.
Break On Through by The Doors.
No,
Steve. Touch Me by The
Doors. Yeah.
Are you fool?
Oh, I am a fool.
Come on now, touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you.
Absolutely losing it on the keyboard in the movie. Is that, or am I just having a fever dream that never happened? Nobody.
I've never seen the movie.
I have seen it, but I saw it when it came out.
Oh, okay, yeah, so, same. And I feel like I remember him just losing it on the keyboard teaching this kid. But.
That would make sense.
All right, tune in clue number 8. This band's frontman said that he'd been drafted in 1966 for the Vietnam War, but instead went to a local Army Reserve recruiter to sign up. He was discharged in 1967, just in time for the band to kick off. And this song was written by that band's frontman, who said this song is about the place where he used to go as a kid on, I believe it's called Puta Creek, near Winters, California. He went there with his family every year until he was 10, had lots of happy memories there, and even learned how to swim there. There was a rope hanging from a tree, dragonflies, bullfrogs, and a little cabin that they would stay in, owned by the descendant of Buffalo Bill Cody. Buffalo Bill Cody. That's the reference in the song made to Cody Jr. Up at Cody's camp, I spent my days, it goes. Here's your tune, number 8.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
CCR, Green River.
Yeah.
Finally. And Steve having a battle tied at 3. Maitland and Tommy and me don't like veteran rock. Apparently.
We continue on with tuning.
My bad.
No, you're good. With tuning clue number 9. This band's bass player briefly played in this band and another band we'll hear later on this list before serving multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan with the Army. In 1994, this band's lead singer said this song that he played bass on, this person, is a feeling that everyone gets. You're happy with your life, everything's going well, things are exciting, and then all of a sudden you realize you're unhappy in an extreme, to the point of being really, really scared of your own self. There's no particular event you can pin the feeling down to. It's just that you realize one day that everything in your life is absolutely effed. Here is tune number 9.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Soundgarden, Fell on Black Days.
That's right.
Now
Tune in clue number 10. This singer had a lot of farm work experience, and he joined the Army at the end of World War II, but was released because they felt his skills as a tractor driver were important for the economy at the time. Hmm. Now, this song about moving on from a relationship that has gone bad was written and originally recorded by the blues musician Roy Hawkins in 1951. In that same decade, this famous musician was a Memphis radio DJ who played the Roy Hawkins original version on air. Then decided, I'm going to cover this song in 1976, and it became his biggest hit. Here is your tune, number 10.
Hot Wings. The thrill is gone, B.B. King.
That's right, and I'm going to bump it up to Where We Know.
The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away.
But I did not miss out on seeing B.B. King. I saw him in Omaha, I think in the Orpheum or something. And
was it a good show?
Oh, my God. It was great. And, I mean, he was older then. This would have been late 90s. And, oh, God, he was still, great.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing player.
All right. Tune and clue number 11. If you're just joining Name That Tune, this is Veterans Edition. Tune and clue number 11. This outlaw spent 4 years in the Air Force, starting when he was just 18 years old, and was later honorably discharged as a staff sergeant. And before this song became a famous duet, it was originally performed by Billy Ed Wheeler, who wrote it and recorded it we got this, in 1963. It's about a married couple talking about a certain city.
Free beer.
Maitland.
Free beer.
Johnny Cash, Jackson.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
We'll go.
Maitland and I sang this once on stage at DeVos Performance Hall during soundcheck.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since we did that one time, all I want to do when we do soundcheck is karaoke for just us.
Yes.
Every
Done.
Time.
Yes.
Done.
I'd never bring it up because I always feel like a douche.
Well, live show season 2026 is official karaoke soundcheck edition. All right. Tune in clue number 12. This band's lead singer and icon was forced to join the Army in 1960 as punishment for stealing his mom's car. He was given a general discharge later that year due to his lack of involvement. Now, this song seems to have its central character make it from Reno to Utah in one night on foot. A possible key to this seemingly impossible feat is the fact that Reno was actually part of the Utah Territory for 1 year around 1860.
Huh.
Here's your tune, number 12.
I lit up from Reno, I was trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around. Sit out, run, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
Oh, the deadheads are mad at you guys.
All
the deadheads are screaming, friend of mine! The Grateful Dead!
I was thinking, this sucks.
What?
That's how I knew it was. That's how I knew it was the Grateful Dead, but I didn't know the title.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Man.
Chevy, but the devil caught me there.
Their only good song was Touch of Grey.
That'll make people happy.
I love the Grateful Dead.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
What was that song called?
Friend of Mine. Can you not find it anywhere?
I found Friend of the Devil.
Maybe that's what it is. I just put it on here wrong. I don't know. Look, I hope all right, bed.
Whatever.
It doesn't like matter. None of us have ever heard it before.
Didn't affect the game at all.
No.
All right. Tuning clue number 13. This band's guitarist is a veteran of the U.S. Navy. Both his grandfather and father also served, so he knew he wanted to enlist in the Navy ever since he was a kid. And this song is a breakup song about a relationship where one person realizes the other doesn't truly know who they are or their inner self, so they just want to be let go. The song was originally written for Spider-Man 2 soundtrack, but it wasn't included, so the band kept it for their 2005 album, 17 Days.
Maitland.
Is
it Three Doors Down, Kryptonite?
Oh, you got the right band, wrong song.
Dang it!
Here is your tune, number 13.
Three Doors Down, One More Kiss.
No.
One More Life.
Free beer.
Three Doors Down, Hero.
No. Be the worst. You'll know when it hits the first.
And all these thoughts are never resting. You're not something I deserve. In my head, there's only you now. This world falls on me. In this world, there's real and make-believe. And this seems real to me. And you love me, but you don't know who
Steve,
I am.
Three Doors Down,
early.
You love me.
You're too early. Didn't know, Steve. I'm told between this life. Tommy, you got a chance.
I know, this is exciting.
But you don't know who I am, so let me go. Oh,
Steve, Tommy.
Yo, shut
Tommy.
Up, Steve. Three Doors Down, Let Me Go.
Yay! Tommy is born!
Woo! Nice job, Tommy.
It just took everybody else getting it wrong. Oh, man. Big day.
God, I love that song.
It's good.
We got time for one more?
Sure.
All right.
I mean, I don't know. We're going to have to play the whole song so one of us cannot get it.
Yeah. One of you better get this. You better get this or I'm going to be so sad with you the rest of the day. Final tune, final clue on this Name That Tune Veterans Edition. This drummer played the drums for this band in the mid-70s and then again later in the 80s. Prior to his musical career, though, he enlisted in the Marines in 1968 and eventually worked his way up to the rank of sergeant. He was honorably discharged in 71. Now, shortly after this band's lead singer's grandmother passed away and the band's guitarist's mother died right around the same time, the two got together and started telling stories about the two. They wrote this song in about an hour and said it was so easy because they just sat down and said what their mom and grandma used to say. They said, those two actually wrote the song. We just played it. Here's your tune, number final one.
Maitland. Leonard Skinner, Simple Man.
Yeah!
Play the whole thing.
Yes. What a great song. Mate, how relieved are you that you got one?
So relieved.
You want me to jump to the song?
Yes, please.
Here you go, right here.
Mama told me when I was young. Sit beside me, my only son. Listen closely to what I say.
Stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Wasn't our best effort.
But it was
a good round.
It was fun.
Very good round.